glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, March 13th. Well, Marianne, as we were just discussing a couple different things, banquet this Friday. Do you know what banquet that is? Does anyone know what banquet?
Apparently, right here at the center, there's going to be a banquet.
Well, I wrote down on this calendar, maybe my home calendar. I didn't look at it this morning.
Maybe you have more information on the home calendar?
Yeah, it says banquet 6 to 9:30.
Somebody's going to call you and
Friday
say...
This Friday night. Tell me what I'm supposed to be doing this Friday night. Is it like Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry? I usually attend their banquets, or I know the Christ is Pregnancy Resource Center, Greta, but that's usually in the fall.
Yeah,
or it's already passed. I'm like, what did I write down?
It just says banquet.
I'm thinking that's in the evening, so who's having a banquet this Friday that I might be attending?
I don't know.
Think I'm speaking at
this. This is Mystery Theater. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, the other thing, do you all feel prayed up? If you don't, it's not because we weren't trying on our half. We prayed for this program. We prayed for you, those that tune in, that God would use what's said and shared. And that's often been the practice with you and I, Marianne, and Jason and I. We always spend, I don't know, a couple minutes, 3, 4, 5, 7 minutes, whatever.
I appreciate you have
takes.
Us do that.
But we always are very intentional. Lord, use something that's said or shared or referenced or through the humor or through maybe a point of conviction that those tuned in would feel a touch from you or a connection point or maybe an action point. And so we do trust. We're not always certain where we're going to go. All we have, there's no notes in front of us.
No,
all we have
not.
Is the March edition of the Prime Life Times. And we didn't even have any show prep. We were just talking about life and connections and trips to Israel and the upcoming Ivan Parker concert in June, the upcoming Creation Museum and Ark Experience trip. That's just about filled or filling up very close. And then we said, hey, it's time. We got to get on the air. So
we only had time for one last sentence, which was, what's that banquet on Mark's calendar?
So let me know. Call as soon as you can if you're attending some banquet somewhere, and that'll help me know what I'm supposed to be doing on Friday. Yeah, I don't think Holly has anything scheduled. Many times on Friday nights, there's, you know, might be that Chinese gathering or something, but I'm thinking, I don't know what that is right now. Oh, but I do know this Saturday. Let me do a little plug. The Home and Garden Show is going to be here Saturday and Sunday at Lincoln Square. And the Singing Men of GNN, thanks to Channel 3, WCIA, they've asked us to sing from 4 to about 4:40.
Now, the news station called, or the WCIA Channel 3 called and asked you to do that.
Yeah, they sought us out. Actually, they initiated a month or so back. They came in, and they said they're going to have a special, unique speaker that...
Maybe you're the speaker at the banquet.
Oh, yeah, maybe that guy is. Well, this guy,
my word.
They're having a special guy come in. I didn't get a chance to interview him. I said I'd be willing to. He's... I don't know what you call it, like maybe a life coach, but he's a motivational speaker. And he was incarcerated, made some poor choices many years ago, served some time, and I think turned his life around and got employed by this group, and he ended up being a superstar employee. And they said, you know, we should take other risks or chances with maybe other people that have been incarcerated or had a record.
Wow.
And what they found is it was not only transformative for the individual, but they ended up being great workers, reliable and skilled. And so then they kind of had the company turn this into a focus that they would generally just hire people that had maybe made prior poor choices and so forth. And so this guy's going to come and share a little of his life story, and I guess he's really good. And
that's
I don't know if we sing after him, but they brought in a representative of his or the company that will hire these employees because of this guy's testimony and him trying to use his life now to get these people employed.
I love second chances. Yeah. I sometimes think our God is a God of second chances.
Yeah, totally.
Think about Apostle Paul.
So, okay, so 4 o'clock this Saturday, come to Lincoln Square.
You're going to go on and on about that through the whole,
whole
morning, aren't you?
Yeah. So,
whole day.
I think it's like 10 to, I don't have the information in front of me, but it's like,
I thought you were back on the banquet, sorry.
No,
the banquet, go ahead about the Home and Garden. We know about that.
Yeah, Home and Garden, 10
what we're
to 5,
about.
I think, on Saturday. And
yeah.
maybe 10 to 4 on Sunday, something like that. But the Singing Men will sing at 4 p.m. this Saturday, and they pack Lincoln Square. They did it last year, and every square inch of this is set up with a vendor or somebody from siding.
It's pretty neat.
Everything that would deal with your home. Windows, remodeling, landscaping, decking, you name it, they have something here representing that part of your home.
Well, people come in and with tools and lumber and build booths.
Yeah, that'll be happening on kind of Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. They'll transform this mall, and then they put up these big curtains.
Yeah.
So it might be harder to find where Unit 112 is because we're behind. Who is that man behind the big curtain? Yeah, that'll be us here at 112, but we're right across from the big chalkboard. You won't see the ping pong tables out this weekend.
No.
In fact, Oliver at Stango's, that's eventually the new restaurant that we were hoping we're going to be in here in January, and then February came and March. He's hoping, I talked to him yesterday, he's hoping to have a temporary permit to sell food on Saturday.
Oh, I hope so.
That'll be down to the wire, so they're still trying to remodel the food court here at Lincoln Square and repaint it and set up his new ovens and all that needs to be in place for a restaurant to take over. But he thinks he's going to have some food here. He's from Zambia.
Yeah,
he and his wife have a really neat story on how they came to America. They've been here 20 years. They've traveled the country and liked eating out and testing restaurants and then got the idea that they should have a restaurant locally. And we'll have him in. I think he has a great faith story. And you'll be introduced to Oliver and his wife.
Nice people.
Yeah. So, all right. So yesterday we started reading portions. I think we only got to about the fourth page.
Yeah, we didn't get very far.
March edition of the Prime Life Times, informative, engaging, and positive. And you might say, oh, another story, or gosh, it's primetime this, primetime this. Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you, everyone. Sit down with me. Let me tell you. Fireside chat here.
Roosevelt.
This paper, read by about 26,000 people, the preponderance probably not being regular Great News Radio listeners.
Probably
so we
not.
See this as a very unique tool, a gift from God given to us so that we can reach more people and that we oversee the content. Marianne worked very diligently to have different people submitting great stories or materials that's going to be helpful for you or interesting for you to read. And so we're really proud of how we put it together. This is our fifth month, and we just see inroads into lots of different places like Panera or Yoder's or Marketplace Mall. We're in Walmart's, so we're accessible in over 150 different locations. And we just see this being just another mechanism or means for us to share the good news message. I will say this is not a Christian paper,
it's
so you won't just see. Yeah, it's not unchristian. It's God-honoring.
Yes, it is.
There's always different stories. And in fact, next month, that'll be in the April edition, Joey Kroll's going to come out with, and I think we're going to go with your initial, the idea called The Wayside Chapel.
Yeah.
And so
it's a new column.
It'll be a new column by Joey Kroll.
Dr. Joey Kroll.
Dr. Joey Kroll, our Thursday edition of Mark and Friends host. So we'll see how God continues to use it, but we'd ask that you pray it up in the days ahead and pick up a copy or two or thank the business where you pick it up and thank them for offering it there or being available. And then the advertisers, obviously, we can give this out free of charge because of these many advertisers that help pay for the cost of this paper.
Speaking of Joey, Mark, I think we left everybody yesterday morning hanging about staff being in the hospital or something.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Jason had some more tests yesterday. His heart is strong, but there was some circuitry, some other issues that they're still trying to figure out. And he was feeling a little dizzy on Saturday again. But on Sunday after church, he preached
he got up
a message.
Preached.
Yeah, he was fired up. And I said, oh, you must be feeling good. And he goes, well, I was in bed. He said, like, I have the hours off, but I was asleep from like 3 to 7, got up 8, slept from like 7 to 9, and then slept all overnight, and I could sleep again. So his body is telling him he needs rest, which is a good thing when you get to rest your body when it requires that.
But he got up and preached.
Yeah, got up and preached.
I was raised by preachers, so there you go. I know that story.
So did a great job. It was a good, actually, it was a message on perspective.
Oh, interesting.
And I almost was thinking, you know, we had our Monday program, and then today we were going to talk some more about the Prime Life Times, so I was thinking, you know, if I really need something for next Monday, Tuesday, his message on perspective and having the right perspective or the proper perspective changes everything.
It does. That's a good point.
And it was a good message, so I was thinking maybe that'd be the Monday, Tuesday edition of Market Runs next week.
That sounds very...
I'll have to listen to it again and take some more notes. But he preached with passion, fired up. So he's doing pretty well. Joy Kroll's on the mend, healing up. He'll be prepared to do the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends and did the Sunday Scripture Song program.
Yeah, I like that.
But, yeah, he's doing better. And, Karen, we're always praying for, many of our listeners know, she's had that rheumatoid.
It's a rheumatoid thing,
yeah,
in her hand.
Which is hard on anyone that's ever had that with arthritis and such and some other issues. But
Love Karen.
Oh, Karen is one of a kind.
She's a jewel.
I said, Karen.
She glows.
I want 20 more years at least out of you.
Oh, for heavens.
At least 20 more years. So.
Thinking of her all the time.
Yeah, that's right. So, and then, yeah, the other friend. I mean, there's just,
there's just a lot going on.
I had a Single Focus reunion. Some of you might remember
that
name.
You had a what? Did you say?
Single Focus reunion.
Single Focus.
That was the name of our singles group
almost
single 30
focus.
Years.
That's a cute name.
Yeah, we were single.
I guess.
Our single focus was on the Lord and growing. And so we weren't focused on being single.
Yeah, that's why I said a good name, and then I don't know.
Yeah, our single focus on the Lord. It was
that's
a
nice.
Christian singles group. Gosh, I guess I helped start it like 30 years ago.
Oh,
and
no.
I was telling you beforehand, I think like 15 couples married out of that group.
Huh. It was, focus wasn't on being single.
Yeah, that's right. Quite the contraire. Yeah.
Oh, we're getting friends.
Anyways, it was so fun, like... Friends, some that I haven't seen in 10, 15, 20 years, we gathered at Scott Van Wingerden's home. That was on Saturday night.
That sounds
fun. In fact,
fun.
We met at 5 o'clock. It was like a dinner. And then 5 to 7, it was at least 5 hours, and I think Holly Esther and I were like the first to leave. But she got to meet all these old single friends that got married, and just the testimony time. We had sharing time and prayer time, and it went at least till 10. And then I finally said, hey, I got to get Esther to bed. And I looked around, and I said, you know, it's funny.
That's funny.
In our papers, but, you know, we were all 30 years ago.
Everybody,
so everyone's 60, 65 now. And I said, hey, you know, we do a newspaper for people your age.
Did you really say that?
Yeah. I had a lot of fun.
Oh, that's so funny.
It.
Went back to your singles group
all
those years. We do a newspaper.
50 and older lifestyle.
That's
so,
great.
Yep. Whose phone is that? Is that mine or your phone? Oh, that's my phone. I will have to turn that off. anyway, so it was
keeping
fun.
Keeping it real.
Getting everyone caught up in what we're doing, and the Prime Lifetimes got mentioned. But I felt it'd be a little hokey for me to go grab papers and hand them out to everyone.
Oh, I don't know.
I know. Well, they knew I would probably do that,
yeah.
So I felt like I'm not going to do
you.
It just because that's how I am.
Yeah.
So anyway, so yesterday we left off at about page 4, a lot of neat stories. So Joy Kroll will launch into the Wayside Chapel.
There'll
be a new addition
that name.
To the Prime Lifetimes. And I don't think we've officially determined if we're going to add 4 more pages. We're thinking of it, right?
We're working on it.
So
we will, if not this
more
time,
pages.
We will in May.
Yeah, so we're at 24 pages now. So we're going to be beating out the News Gazette pretty soon.
Of course, they have to produce every day.
Yeah. So we left off yesterday at page 4, and I saw there was that very nice Festival of Quilts, April 13th and 14th, by Cunningham Children's Home. My good friend Marlon Livingston is the CEO of that, and they're going to have a quilt show, quilt auction, quilt boutique, gift shop, bake sale, patchwork cafe, featured speakers, presented by WCIA Channel 3 and Arby's. And they have a suggested donation, but it's the Festival of Quilts, so we know a number of you will appreciate that. April 13th and 14th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Cunningham Children's Home, 1301 Cunningham Avenue in Urbana. So, that's a little, I guess
Arby's.
You'd say, an ad in there.
Yeah.
So what else do we have here? So daylight savings time, we all survived that. I know both of us on Monday and Tuesday were still recovering.
I was. Yeah. I don't know why it got to me this time, but sometimes it doesn't. Yeah, page 4, we've got Inimitable Queens. Inimitable Queens.
Yeah. I was thinking like when you imitate something.
Yeah.
So this is inimitable.
Yeah, inimitable. No, I don't know how you say that word, actually. I know reading better than speaking. So, but this is an interesting article. We won't read it, but it's interesting because apparently Queens in New York is the most diverse county in the nation.
Hmm.
And they've got all these restaurants. They've got places like Little Egypt, Little India, Little Guyana, Little Colombia, Little Manila. It's like in one little county. And they have restaurants that have things like salty yak milk tea, which I don't want. So it's interesting.
Yak is in the animal?
It is an animal. Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to read more about that, that's right there.
Yeah. I thought those are good writers. Vic Block and his wife, Phyllis Hockman. They're actually married.
Oh, are they the two that travel all over the world?
Uh-huh,
oh, so this is their travel one.
Yeah,
usually
the travel
it's
log.
Under the travel. It's under lifestyles this time.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Okay.
That is theirs.
Ah.
I think it would be interesting to read the column, Rural Memories.
Where is that? Oh, page 7.
Page 7, yeah.
It's not attributed to anyone. Is that
Robert
from you know
then.
Who? Yes. he got a slight mention yesterday when there was that column with all the difficult words.
Yes,
and so.
Yes. We're not going to read a difficult word column of Rob's today, but this is a one he wrote, and I think this is interesting.
Hmm.
Is it okay to read
it? Yes.
Okay. It's called The Pounding. A pounding is not at all violent. The idea is to shower a rural pastor's family with lots of different items, usually edibles, by the pound.
Hmm.
Here's how this used to work. The night of the pounding, families took the pastor a pound of homemade lye soap, potatoes, sugar, salt, honey, flour, coffee, tea, and so forth. Some took a pound of frozen beef, as in earnest, of a quarter or half of beef, to be delivered as soon as the pastor's freezer could accommodate it.
Hmm.
Other families made similar token contributions, so that the pound presented that night would be multiplied many times over in meat, lard, honey, canned goods, sauerkraut, apples, corned beef, peaches, green beans, molasses, potatoes, onions, and so forth.
Hmm.
The custom originated with early Quakers, who often blessed a new pastoral family with a pounding. You can learn more about this delightful tradition in the 1983 movie Cross Creek, a semi-biographical story of the life of Marjorie Rawlings, author of The Yearling.
Hmm.
In the movie, this custom is called a pound party. Such old rural customs were quite heartwarming, and they had a very practical purpose. You might find yourself invited to a pounding. If you are, now you know what to take along.
Hmm.
Okay, so I think this would be fun for people to do for their pastor.
I was
going
to say, though he begins with, a pounding is not at all violent. Anyone that has a brother, now these are,
I know.
If you're a brother and you if you're a male, if you're a boy and you have a brother, you look at pounding, Stu and I, we
just
would have a
field
day.
Just can't get past it, can you?
Yeah. We always have these emails back and forth to each other. And you took a pounding. Or,
yeah,
Dad would always laugh when I'd pound on your stomach or the rib accordion when you go over their ribs. And
you're going to hear from Steve.
Yeah, we look at pounding much differently. So
I
now
know.
We got to look at it in the positive light.
We can try.
So if we're going to start a pounding on somebody, somebody thinking, hey, let's give our pastor a pounding.
I know.
Hey, everyone, let's give our pastor a pounding.
Let's go with Marjorie's title. What is it? A pound party. I think that'd be pretty cool for people to do. Wouldn't that be something if the pastor, the church says, you know, we're all coming to your house Saturday morning. We're all bringing stuff, you know.
Yeah, a pound of, like, their favorite candy, a pound
of... Well, you're thinking
of
candy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but it'd be fun.
A pound of meat, a pound of cheese,
just
a pound
stuff,
of...
stuff, you know.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And so this was a tradition from way back, but made maybe somewhat more popular in a 1983 movie, Cross Creek.
This is like, you know, that's what this column's going to be, is kind of
Is a new ongoing column. So
rural
memories.
Yeah.
Oh, The Pounding by our very own Rob Siegenberg.
Yep.
Oh, thank you, Rob, for that content. Rob is also our copy editor. That's
yes,
the official
is.
Title. So you, he, and Karen spend endless hours proofreading every story, looking for dashes that shouldn't be there. Because sometimes what happens when you format a story on a page of paper, the computer program or whatever suddenly we'll maybe separate words and put a little dash in there, and maybe it's not a, I won't say it's not at the appropriate place, but it maybe doesn't make sense, or it'd be better to change the word or to, what do? You enter it down or something. And then you look for misspellings and, a host of things. It's like a many hour process.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So that's an interesting one, I thought.
Yeah, very good. There's a couple ads. Boost Your Brain Power, my mom. We talked about this yesterday,
but
she really was intrigued by this whole story about how to better improve your brain power through what you eat and different activities.
Eat avocados.
Is avocados a good one?
That's what I hear. I don't know.
The good old MedServe, page 8, a full page advertisement. Appreciate Dave over there. You might have heard his voice encouraging you to pick up your copy of the Prime Life Times and continue to listen to Great News Radio. It was fun having him in. He's located just a few blocks from here, just south of Lincoln Square here. So
I kind of like the title, Prime Life. It's kind of like hopeful, isn't it?
Yeah.
The prime of life.
Yeah,
you know,
prime life. And we're in the prime of our lives, those 50 and older.
I know, because, you know, it's so sad. People used to say, you know, high school is the glory days. You know, enjoy these days. They're the best years of your life. And every high schooler I know, most of them is going like, oh, no. It's like, really?
Yeah. It's not going to get better than this.
That's right.
Yeah. Spring Garden Day Festival. Page 9, Amazing Animals, the Desert Wood Rat.
I know, it's a pack rat. It's where that phrase comes from, the pack rat.
Oh, so he collects things and stores them away?
Yeah, and archaeologists study it. They, like, pack things away, like little things, tools, little things they find. It's great.
The Desert Wood Rat.
Yeah, you see this tulip picture.
Yes.
This lady, Jenny Hanrahan, took that picture. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spring Day Garden Festival, which is another reminder, this Saturday and Sunday, Lincoln Square.
Yep.
Home and Garden Show. Singing Men of GNN sing this Saturday night, 4 p.m.
We have made it to page 10, which is a fantastic article about Restoration Urban Ministries.
Wow, we're just about out of time. Yeah, it's a great picture of Irvin.
Yes.
Looking good. He's holding his Bible up.
I know, it's gorgeous.
It's a good story. 25 years of restoring lives.
A good article. Good article.
Testimony. And our content contributor is Gladys Hunt.
Yes.
And did you know she's a licensed minister and lead case manager for Restoration Urban Ministries? So she's on staff over there. She earned her master's in social work from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.
She's a great lady.
Well, and there's the coffee club culture on the next page. In fact, my small group, I can't say my small group, but the Pinnacle group I'm a part of on Thursdays, we all looked at that and said, because this is a bunch of male guys. Oh, no, there might be a female.
It's not.
Oh, there's a couple of females in there. But there's some old-timers sitting together drinking coffee, and that's what these guys get. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, get your own copy of the Prime Life Times at over 50 area locations. Find out more at primelifetimes.com or stop by greatnewsradio.org, and there's a link to the Prime Life Times there. Well, that's all we have for you today. You'll have Pastor Jason Schiffo in the studio tomorrow, and we'll talk a little more about his health and your health and our spiritual health.
And if anybody knows what this banquet is on Mark's calendar, just call in.
Call and let me know what I'm supposed to be doing on Friday. All right, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.